Welcome to the online ministry of La Jolla United Methodist Church, a congregation of faithful Christians right along the Southern California coast. Together, we seek to grow in our individual spirituality and in connected community with one another. All are invited to join in this vibrant faith community. For more information, visit our website at lajollaunitedmethodist.org. May you be enriched in the hearing of these words, and may you receive and enjoy God's blessing.
Scripture this morning is from the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 21 through 29. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for one to bear the yoke in youth, to sit alone in silence when the Lord has imposed it, to put one's mouth to the dust. There may yet be hope. The word of God for the people of God.
Friends, I feel like being down here this morning. I hear you. This I call to mind. The first words of today's scripture, taken from a poem in the book of Lamentations. The author of Lamentations is anonymous, though many scholars attribute the authorship to the prophet Jeremiah. I prefer the poems of this book remain anonymous because they speak to a universal experience of heartache and grief. The literary genre of lament, which is where we get Lamentations, assigns a sacred dignity to human suffering. Therefore, lament cannot be claimed by one author alone. Lament belongs to everyone. We all have our own poems. These anonymous words in Lamentations are a poetic protest to the pain of life. They are filled with anger and accusations, dismay and demonstrations, outrage and offense, wrath and weeping. Oh, and it's also full of alliteration. We just can't tell in the In these five poems are human words of grief addressed to God. And now they are part of God's word addressed to us. Amen. And right here in poem number 3, the poem in the middle of Lamentations, in verses 21 through 29, the middle of the poem's 66 verses of lament, right in the middle of the book, are words of hope. In the middle of sadness, there is hope. This I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Today, right now, in the middle of this service, in our sadness over having to say goodbye, may we call to mind the love, mercy, and faithfulness we've experienced over the past 2 years together, and therefore have hope, for it is good. This I call to mind. Vacation Bible School, VBS. Now, I have to be honest with you all. When I first got here and found out I had to do a VBS within the first 6 weeks or so, I was a little stressed out. I had only ever attended VBS, and though I won't say how many years it's been a long time since I even attended one. This is a flyer from our last VBS called Stellar, Shine Jesus's Light. And it was an astronaut, space-themed VBS. The theme was Shine Jesus's Light, and on the slogan was, when life feels dark, shine Jesus's light. What a lesson from Lamentations. And this year, the theme of our VBS is Compassion Camp. Compassion Camp. And it will be focused around a psalm of God's creation, a psalm that tells us all the things living creatures need to survive and thrive. There'll be a different Bible story each day of the week. Now, this is the part of the service where we're looking ahead a little bit instead of looking back. And I might even ask you to write a few of these things down. Because with VBS, this is what I found, especially the first time I went out to get materials for it. You just need a whole lot of random stuff. I don't know what the people at Dollar General thought I was doing. Just all kinds of random stuff. Like, why do you need pool noodles and a salt shaker? I don't know, you know, so many things. And this year, we actually need a lot of items from the natural world and free items. So they're going to make habitats for different animals and different insects and all that we have in our natural habitat here in La Jolla. They're going to be doing a lot of crafts with these materials. So here's what I would like for you to bring into the office. And those in the office may, you know, regret me telling you this, but we need recycled paper towel and toilet paper rolls. We need newspaper and scrap paper, leaves, moss, bark, rocks or pebbles, sticks and twigs, shoeboxes, grass clippings, dried flowers, soil, and sand. So, friends, if you've ever wanted to throw some dirt in Pastor Bob's office, now is the time. You can get away with it. And a lot of other things that you would normally put in recycling, like cans and bottles and things like that. Just clean them up and bring them into the office. I'm sure the office staff is going to love me when I'm gone after telling you to bring those in. But we really do need a lot of materials like that for Compassion Camp. So, this I call to mind, the backpack train. Many of you may remember this. We got a grant from UMCOR to provide school supplies and art supplies to children that were seeking asylum at the border, children that didn't have anything to go to school with. And we purchased all of the materials, we put them all together, and we had a backpack train where we filled backpacks with these items. Now, this may not be a secret, but it was a lot to put it all together. And the day of the backpack train, I was a little stressed out. And my stress might have been a little visible. And I'm sorry for that, if it was. But at the end of the day, we made, I can't remember the number, it was 250 or so backpacks for children, so that when they come over the border, there's that face, yep, see, a little stress. There, when they came over the border, they had something of their own. And they were ready for school or what was next to come. This I call to mind. Confirmation. But not just any confirmation. Intergenerational confirmation. And this is a video that we called the Holy Spirit Obstacle Course, where the youth led the adults through different obstacles. They had to go around it. They had to step over it. And some of them made up their own rules, especially if they were having fun teasing their parents. And the point of this lesson was to talk about the Holy Spirit and how sometimes in life, when it feels dark, we feel like we can't see 2 feet ahead of us. We need to listen to the Holy Spirit and maybe just take it one step at a time. This I call to mind. The blessing for young hearts. The ones that worked and the ones that didn't. The object lessons that when they were over, I was like, yes. And the ones that just kind of fell apart, kind of went off the rails. I probably remember the ones that fell apart more than the ones that worked. There's often the most lessons in that. The most recent example is the one where we were going to make the bouncy balls. Remember? I should have known that I should not be holding that container. I know myself. God knows me. God told me not to. But here I am holding it, and I just drop it, and all of the, I don't know what it even, the material is, the glitter bouncy ball stuff that's supposed to all gel just went all over the stage here. Kind of worked out in the end. But the blessing for young hearts has taught me so many lessons. I had really never done object lessons with kids before. I really hadn't planned these types of things before I came here to La Jolla, and it was definitely learning, you know, on the go and trial and error. But, you know, that's life, right? And I know that when I leave, we still need to have a blessing for young hearts, and I understand that doing something like object lessons or teaching the Bible may be kind of out of some folks' comfort zone. I get that. I do. So I have an idea for the future, this future hope. Let's just have a series with the blessing for young hearts the way that we do with the sermons. Different series of different folks simply telling stories from your life to the youth. Now, you may think that's not a big deal, but to them, every story brings them closer to understanding you, understanding God, understanding how they can overcome obstacles in life. And I have a few ideas. So you could do a series of people speaking about their professions. Just off the top of my head, I know that we have lawyers and doctors and artists and musicians and folks that served in the military and marketing and accounting. But the youth need to know what that looks like. But maybe even more importantly, how does God show up in your life in these professions? How do you use it to advance the kingdom of God, to advance justice, to serve your neighbors? You could also do a series on different hobbies. Once again, music. Just off the top of my head, I know that we have hobbies in this room. We have quilting and calligraphy and running. I'll never understand that, Cyrus. I in fact, would need a spiritual explanation for why running is fun. And so I would welcome that. Yes, what do you like about the hobby? Where does God show up when you're participating in it? How can you get involved and get started in it? And then there's other things as well. Maybe times when you did something really hard. Times when you messed up and what you learned. But also times of joy and where God showed up in your life. So what I would love to encourage this congregation to do for this blessing for young hearts is use this moment as an opportunity. Use an ending, my leaving, for the birth of a new and even better ministry for our youth. This I call to mind. Walking the trail with Preacher Man. This was often my midday oasis. If I've been in the computer, sitting at the computer for too long, need to get out of the office, walk around, and we would walk this trail back here behind the church. And then there's one part where the trail goes up, and you can see this incredibly gorgeous landscape of La Jolla. And that's where I mentally wrote many sermons. Me and Preacher Man up there. And I will miss that. This I call to mind: choir concerts. Now, if you missed this, just a couple of days ago, this is a picture I took of Bob being a conductor and the train whistle at our last concert. I trained with, that sounds odd, but kind of. I practiced with the choir for the first Christmas concert, and what I learned is from practicing with the choir is that you can do beautiful things and get so much done while also having fun. But if you have too much fun, Bob will bring you back and say, focus. But what I learned about the choir is that we all have our different parts, our different roles. We all have our different gifts, and when we bring them together, not only do we make beautiful music, but we also can bring the community together. It's beautiful. This I call to mind: the playground, which I don't have a picture of because it's right there. This was an awesome collaborative project with the California Pacific Foundation. They gave us a small grant so that we could set up a place inside of the sanctuary where our youngest members and guests could experience God tangibly. They could play, read books. There's the fidget, spinner things over there. Just a place to relax. Pillows on the floor. A place where they can be themselves. And then we put in a prayer box over there right at the end so that our youngest members can also give their prayers to the pastors. And we'll check those at the end of every Sunday and pray for what our little ones and our youth would like us to pray for. And this I call to mind. Isaiah Clark Tracy. Born Christmas Day, 2023. That's why we weren't at the Christmas Eve service. And throughout the months that he has grown, there's month two, you have supported us and nurtured us and nurtured him, loved us. You didn't get tired of seeing pictures and videos. And I had lots of them, and I showed you all the time. And you just loved him. And you did a book drive for him. And he has a huge library now. And he loves it. He loves books. And really, I could not thank you enough for the way that you have loved Isaiah Clark Tracy, this new life in our midst. And this I call to mind, finally, the mandala. If you remember during stewardship season, we created this mandala it was supposed to be a 5-week period. We liked it so much, we extended it to 7 weeks. And every Sunday, we had a different prayer and a different theme, and we created different objects to put onto the mandala. There were different prayers. But the one that I want to draw attention to is the prayer that we prayed on day one. So the prayer that's represented from the very middle of the mandala. We had little pipe cleaners, if you remember. And I said, we're going to have an embodied prayer. And I appreciate you going along with it because it's even a little woo-woo for me. And we held the pipe cleaners. And as we prayed, we moved the pipe cleaners and made them into different shapes and designs, spirals. And then we put them right in the middle. And this is part of the prayer we prayed. How well it works for our Lamentations reading this morning. In the middle of the mandala, we prayed. The story of God calls us to remember that the wilderness is real and that God will be with us, raining down manna and speaking in a still, small voice. The story of God calls us to remember that love looks like healing the sick, eating with the outcast, making room for the children, and seeing the unseen. So as we remember, may we believe in a God who made all things good, who stands with the suffering, walks with us in the wilderness, sees the overlooked, loves with an untamed heart, and makes room for all at God's table. Amen to that. From the middle of the mandala to the middle of Lamentations, to the middle of this worship service, we should be right in the middle right now. In the midst of sadness is a poetic protest of hope. This is my lament, that I will miss you dearly. This is my hope, that God's mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Next Sunday morning, July 7th, even though One of those seats will be empty. Our hearts will be full. When we need to remember God's faithfulness, we need only call to mind all that has been to know that all will be well. And right now, in the middle of this church, in the middle of this service, as my time comes to a close, God is opening new doors. Right now, in the middle of this ending, there is a new beginning. And it is good. It is good. It is good. Amen.